Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now,
broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Yes, indeed. This is the happy hour to define all happy hours. And when you live in Southern Arizona, you know there's an annual event that swings its way through the Omni Tucson National Resort. We are broadcasting live from the Colo Guard Classic Golf Tournament on the patio of Legends Bar and Grill at the majestic Omni Tucson National Resort. All I have to tell you is the very capable and credentialed greens team has given us the thumbs up because the last player just rolled through, I don't have to be the golf talker for this show. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 5 o'clock for the most delicious hour on radio. We have some of my very favorite people in the culinary and cocktail community on this show. So kick back, make yourself a cocktail, and get ready for an absolute wild ride for this hour. And speaking of wild rides, my wild ride starts every weekday morning at 6 a.m. because my celebrity co-host for the full hour is the host of Tucson Morning News with Mike Rapp, the Honorable Mike Rapp.
Oh, that's very kind of you to have
here.
Me. I sure appreciate it.
Mike, I mean,
very generous.
Nice to see you.
I like it when you bring me out to the venues like this. My goodness, what a scene.
Tell me about it, man. I mean, we got people enjoying some great cigars. We have cocktails hoisted high.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is golf weather. This is golf camaraderie. I mean, pinch me, Mike Rapp.
And it's golf history, too. It was back in the 1950s that San Donini bought this piece of property. It was a big old cotton field back then, as much of Arizona was in the big war effort to make that cotton so we could fires and all the kinds of things that we needed to defeat the Nazi.
Whatever it takes.
But in 1961, Mr. Nannini said, hey, you know, I'm going to take that beautiful piece of property I have out there looking up into Bush Ridge, and I'm going to turn that into a golf course. Little later, early 60s, he picks up with a young man named Jack Nicklaus. At that time, an amateur in Columbus, Ohio. They worked together to get this thing going, and by 1965, the PGA Tour was playing here. And all along throughout that period, the Tucson Conquistadors, a wonderful resource for this community.
Absolutely.
A group of men that have done nothing but stick their necks out for Tucson, thick or thin, have been running the tournament out here, and it's gone through all kinds of permutations. They built the 155-room resort. The folks that have been working on this for a long time in modern history here include young Jeff White,
yes,
who's risen from the ranks of the kitchen all the way up to the general manager role here.
Yeah, seriously.
And so it's just a wonderful thing. And now the Champions Tour here, it is just an extraordinary facility. And boy, you can imagine back in the early 60s what Tucson was like. You know, these there were a few satellite sort of really richy kind of places you could go. They included, of course, Tucson National, which is what it was called back then.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the Tucson Conquistadors because, yes, a spirited group of gentlemen who actually work so hard every single day. I mean, their work for next year's event actually starts, I think, on Monday morning. We're very blessed to have a little bit later on in the show one of their very own vice president of Fox Restaurant Concepts. Regan Jasper is in the house. He's making his way through
Regan.
The paparazzi before he sits down here. But before we let too much of the hour go away, let us hoist our glasses high like we do every Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Cheers.
Have chosen, Jeff White anointed me with the adult Arnold Palmer. It is Sweet Eddie Deep Tea, Sweet Tea Vodka,
right.
Deep Eddie Lemon Vodka, Absolute Citron Vodka, and that's it.
That's a glass of vodka.
It is a triple expression.
Cheers to that.
What are you doing, brother? You got something from Dragoon here.
Yes, I do. It's a beautiful Santa Cruiser Golden Ale. You know, I've gotten a taste for a little more hop in my beer. You know that I was raised on cheap, low-alcohol beer back in the day. And now I've grown into somebody who can appreciate a fine brew like this from Tucson,
I think the
Arizona.
Santa Cruiser is a great beer for those that are not the big smack-you-over-the-head hop heads.
Exactly.
You know, you want to have a little bit of that expression of hop, but doing it in a very approachable
flavor,
little citrus.
Yeah.
I love when those guys at Dragoon say, this is the perfect beer to pair with breakfast burritos, bike rides, and spring breezes.
Well,
so
I buy it.
It's the breakfast of champions. So what's keeping your palate busy? What are you grooving on the local food and beverage scene these days, Mike?
Well, we had a conversation the other day just about the remarkable level of mixology that has come along with the high profile that Tucson cuisine has suddenly generated around the country. Again, we're a great resort destination. Certainly, our venue here at Omni Nash Tucson is just extraordinary. And with that has become, you know, a lot of smart foodies have been coming out, taking a look at what's going on. They understand we have things like prickly pear.
Right.
Well, we understand we're distilling our own high-power spirits out here.
Yes.
And we're really making it happen for ourselves, not bringing in stuff from outside, but generating a lot of good food and a lot of good drink.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned, you know, what's happening on the local culinary and cocktail scene. And again, we're going to get into this with Regan a little bit, but, well, you know, we take a look at, like, Fox, for example, 60-plus restaurants across the country. Of course, Arizona-based, founded in Tucson 20 years ago. They are loyal to their local players. You know, for example, you go into some of the Fox restaurants, you're going to find Whiskey Del Bach from Hamilton Distillers. You're going to find that barrel-rested gin from the independent distillery. And so that's what I love. It's this loyalty to local that really makes some of these stories shine.
Yeah, and it's not just a theme. It's something that really works for a lot of restaurateurs. I don't know how Jasper, Reagan Jasper does it. He must have like five brothers or twins or something like that. I don't know. But, you know, it's an extraordinary amount of work. And to get it down to that little bit of something special.
Right, exactly.
Is what makes it for all the restaurateurs that I've met over my career. You know, it's a rough business. So, you know, everybody knows that. And there are a lot of people who shouldn't have been in it and learned the hard way.
Right.
But there are some folks out there who are just artists. Many of them appearing on the show.
Absolutely. I'm asked from time to time, Matt, when are you and Nancy going to do what you're, you know, what everybody's thinking you're going to do? When are you going to open your own restaurant? Leave that to the trained professionals.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run my mouth. So you get to have the very unique privilege, Mike Rapp, of waking me up every morning, every weekday morning, Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 a.m. Tucson Morning News with Mike Rapp on 104.1 KQTH. What kind of stuff do you package into the 2 hours of news that you bring to your listeners every day?
Well, our challenge is to squeeze as much as we can into 2 hours as possible. We went over this week, and you know, it sounds kind of weird. We said, well, you know, we can pack another 6 minutes of content in here. I don't know where the time comes from, but somehow we get that extra content in there. So that's what we're really all about, making sure that everything that everybody's been thinking about locally, nationally, internationally, floating around space like Elon Musk's car, all these things are real important to keep up on, and a lot of folks out there really depend on us to make sure that it's soup to nuts.
That's right. And that plus traffic and weather, leave that to you guys. If I do traffic and weather, it's like, hey, it's beautiful out and there's no traffic. So come on out and join us.
Why are you bothering me? I'm eating my breakfast burrito and I'm having my Santa Cruiser.
We're talking to Mike Rapp. He is our celebrity co-host for the entire hour in this magnificent golf-based broadcast from the patio of Legends Bar and Grill. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, he has sat down. He has arrived. He is pulling himself up a libation and he's joining us live. Regan Jasper with Fox Restaurant Concepts is with us on the other side of this break. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals. From the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Kolb. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the Girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro. Voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Colorado Classic Golf Tournament at the Omni Tucson National Resort, celebrating every single reason why we have chosen to call Southern Arizona home with my fellow Southern Arizonan and celebrity co-host from Tucson Morning News with Mike Rapp, Mr. Mike Rapp. Is back with us, libating lovingly.
Yes, I have been. And one of the things that I've really enjoyed about all the Tucson golf scene over the years has been the contribution of the men and women who work with the Tucson Key Stores. Yeah. To a man, to a woman, they have just been extraordinary in their commitment to golf in Southern Arizona, Tucson in particular, and the fine charities they support.
I tell you what, and speaking of commitment to Southern Arizona, our next guest is a manifestation of the spirit of a commitment to Southern Arizona, because he goes all over the country to instruct his new team members on what having a heart of hospitality is, and he is one of our heroes in the hospitality industry, our good friend Regan Jasper
at
Fox Restaurant Concept. Cheers, brother.
Thanks,
let me
pal.
Give you some love here, brother.
I'll take all the love you can give.
I'm gonna tell you, look, you've been out here for, what, the last few days with your conquistadors brethren, setting up for this world-class event. You look great, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, I came in hot. I was opening north out in Austin, so I came in on Monday, right into the pro-am, well, pairings party Tuesday night, and then right into the pro-ams on Wednesday and Thursday, and we dodged a little weather, and now we're in the dream.
Tell us about Austin. I mean, that place is just hopping for food.
So it's unbelievable. So our restaurant is, just opened on Wednesday, and we're in 500,000 square feet. So this is a 40 this is a 40 story building.
High lie in there?
Yeah, so it's a 40 story building, and above us is 25 floors of Google.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Oh, you know, and so when you're in there, it's just, they literally, the little Google lights come out and they just come right into your restaurant and hand you money and say, I want food. And
we're there's got to be something in real estate
it's
and
unbelievable. So if you want to know Austin, Austin's on fire. It's the market is absolutely out of control. It's
you
exciting.
Know, we talk about hospitality, and when you were on the show a few years ago, you said something that kind of stuck with me, because you have so many great concepts at Fox, and each concept has their own distinct feel and flavor and soul and spirit. But when you say company-wide, there's really only one thing that's sort of homogenized, and that's hospitality.
Yeah, that's got to be the pillar, right? So, I mean, anyone with money can build a nice looking restaurant.
Sure.
And at the end of the day, you can have great chefs and they can create great menus, but the piece is the human piece, right? So we're all in the service industry, and hospitality is the connection. That's what connects the dots for everybody. So you want the guests to feel like they're visiting your home. So when they're in your restaurant, you can't take them for granted. You have to take every single dollar personal.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you were growing up through this, how did you come to terms with that human element?
Well, so it started with first DNA, right? So you're raised in a house that lives that way, and then you recognize that your guests are who are in your home. And so quickly it was like, get away from the word customer, get into the word of guest, and that they're in, that is, that whole DNA piece is that you surround yourself with people who are naturally nice, and then you can teach them the X's and O's, but you can't teach them to be nice. So we hire that hospitality piece, and then we just kind of teach them how to do their technical piece.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. You know, you talk about, you know, some of these folks, you know, that building full of Google.
Yep.
And one of the things that when computers started to penetrate into the business world, the regular guy had to interact with an engineer on the phone, the waiter, the waitress.
Yeah. Yep.
And one of the first things that the Geek Squad people figured out, first rule, be nice.
Yeah. 100%.
That's it.
I mean, and really, you can't teach it. Right?
You gotta be nice.
So I love getting with an executive chef that wants to own his own restaurant and say, hey man, you want to know how you get hospitality in your building? You hire it.
What? Yes.
You can't teach it. The only way to fill your room full of hospitality is you have to have a good picker. Meaning, while you're in the interview process, you're choosing who you want to be around and who you want talking to your guests.
Totally. And you take a look back now. Here we are in 2018.
Yeah.
There was a moment that happened 20 years ago where you and Sam and this first group got together and said, look, I think we have a different idea for what we can do with food, beverage, culinary, cocktail conversations with hospitality as the anchor. And now Fox Restaurant Concepts is 20 years old today.
Am I really that old?
You're old, dude. What does it take? Your flagship restaurant, Wildflower, which we proudly brag as being the beginning of the Fox restaurant story right here in Tucson. Now you're 65, 66 plus restaurants. What does it take to get through all of those early days and be successful?
There's luck, without a doubt. I mean, right place, right time, right partnerships, right, you know, relationships, all those are part of it, but, you know, it's that desire to want to win, you know, and so you have, you know, we are very entrepreneurial. Our mindset is not, we want to have the same thing and rubber stamp it across the country.
Right.
We have brands that have the legs to do that, but ultimately it's, you know, us wanting to find a great piece of real estate and go, what fits into that spot? And if it's not in our arsenal, let's go create it. Let's not just say we're going to jam it in there because we have the brand.
Sure.
Right.
So that's kind of been our model, you know, it's find great real estate. And if we have something that works, then put it in there. If there's too much of the same thing in the intersection, then let's put another brand in there that we maybe don't want.
And here you are taking that whole story nationwide, and yet there's still this place called Tucson for Regan Jasper, the Conquista. What does it mean to be a part of this group, the Conquistadors,
so,
for you?
So it means everything to me, and as you probably remember, 2 years ago I ran the tournament, so I was tournament chairman. So it's
lived in that little white out there.
I did, and you know, you're really basically running a $4 million business in a week. You know, and so all those sales come in and all those pieces happen, and it all just comes down to 1 week of sales, and it's $4 million, and it's like, wow, it's overwhelming. And on top of that, you know, the Conquistadors are all, you know, business owners.
Right.
You know, so they're all A-type personalities, mm-hmm. so it's really hard to get any of them to do any work. You know, it's right. They like to delegate. So you're like, you say, hey, I need you to do this, and they're like, I'm going to delegate it to somebody else. And you're like, what, I asked you to follow through on and own that thing. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a unbelievable organization, but at the end of the day, it's what the great part about it is the end result. And it's, you know, making sure that kids stay in youth sports, stay active, you know, their dreams don't get diminished because there's a financial issue.
Right.
So, you know, my favorite part of it, I mean, we're big with the first team, with Boys and Girls Club, big with Special Olympics.
Yes.
We donate a lot of money to those organizations. My favorite part of the whole deal is we send a little bag of money beside, and we take individual, you know, experiences. So maybe some young, you know, tennis players making it to nationals, and the family doesn't have the money to, you know, pay for the trip to Denver or wherever it is. That's when they send the letter to the Conquistadors. We go meet with this young student, and we keep their dreams alive by saying, we're going to finance it. We'll get you to Denver. We'll make it happen. And it's a life learning lesson.
Some angels.
Some angels indeed. That's why you do what you do. And it certainly doesn't hurt that you get to do it on the grounds of the Omni Tucson National Resort. But anyway, Regan Jasper.
Great partners. Unbelievable. I mean, when you've seen the greens, right? You've seen the grass out there?
Emerald green, so beautiful.
Unbelievable. It's in pristine condition.
We had a little rain earlier this week, but throughout the course of the winter, it has just been gorgeous here for golfers.
And it's great on TV. We were talking to Jeff a little bit earlier on, and Nancy's brother, Rick, who lives in New York, was watching it on TV.
Yeah.
It just looks spectacular on
totally
television.
Does.
But anyway, speaking of spectacular, Regan Jasper, thank you for everything that you do, not only in this community, but nationwide.
Yes.
Anybody that runs into Regan and Megan on the street, please stop them, introduce yourself to them, buy the guy a drink for all he does.
Oh, let me buy them a drink.
Anyway, Regan Jasper from Fox Restaurant Concepts. Thanks.
Thanks for being here, brother. A long way to go in this town.
Yeah, I'm telling you what.
Some more good things coming.
Can't wait to have him back on. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, the general manager has arrived. Food and beverage maven Jeff White is with us on the other side of this break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778. It's all about fresh. Ultra premium, first cold press. And trust me, these distinctions make a world of difference in extra virgin olive oils. And some of my favorite flavors of the world are now on tap at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Stop in today to learn what the Southern Hemisphere tastes like. From the mild Arbosana from Chile, a delicate oil with notes of green almond and banana, to the Picholine from Australia, a big and pungent oil that delivers loads of spice and pepper on your palate. Sample more than 20 gourmet olive oils in Alfonso's portfolio, along with a delicious lineup of aged balsamic vinegars
that will transform your home into an Italian marketplace. And while you're there, discover some great gift ideas for your next party, try out some fun kitchen accessories, and sign up for their series of community cooking classes and other special events throughout the year. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell, and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first, and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies. You're listening to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio, and we are broadcasting live from patio of Legends Bar and Grill at the magnificent Omni Tucson National Resort.
Awesome.
This show is all about gastronomy and mixology and golf and the intersection among all three. Back with our celebrity co-host from Tucson Morning News with Mike Rapp on 104.1 KQTH. Mike Rapp is back with us, libating beautifully under the Tucson sun.
Oh, this is one of the things that's so special about this part of the world. You know, out here in an early March, the rest of the world is going through all kinds of heck in a handbag.
Yes, they are.
And we are certainly enjoying a lovely afternoon here. Certainly the hospitality that we've been talking about here is not lost on the Omni. I mean, these folks have been around here for a long time. A lot of Tucson folks, a lot of Oro Valley folks.
It's true.
And I met young Jeff White years and years ago.
He has
moved through the ranks and skill sets necessary to become general manager.
General manager. I met this guy when he was food and beverage director, and the property said, we need more of Jeff.
Yeah.
We needed to tap in more, because whatever Jeff White does works. It succeeds. And I'm actually shocked that he had time to sit down with us today, because he is like in the middle of his busiest week of the year, but it's always fun raising a pint and talking to our good friend Jeff White.
Yes, Jeff.
What's going on, brother?
What's not going on?
Yeah.
when we talked about this back in November?
Right, when we were
and
doing
I said,
the show here.
I said, Matt, hey, why don't we do the next show during the tournament? What was I thinking?
It's kind of funny, because you guys were talking during the commercial the last time we did the show here. Jonathan Stutzman comes up to me and he says, Matt, Jeff and I have been scheming. I thought, oh, what does that mean? We're scheming. We think it would be great to do a show here. And I come out and I see the way that the property comes alive in a new and different way. You know, with the way that you guys have surrounded that 18th green and done it without compromising the views and of the space here. And now, when was the last time you actually went home, Jeff White? I mean, you got like a little suite here for the week?
I did make it home last night. It was a little late.
Okay.
But I did make it home last night after I lost my keys on property and had my wife had to come out and bring out my spare set. She was thrilled.
That's so funny. Well, you know, I'm curious. You know, every sport seems to have a corresponding beverage. You know, every sport has a corresponding food. We're going to be talking to Jonathan Stutzman about what golf looks like at the center of a plate. You know, we got baseball, hot dogs, football, wings. What does golf look like in terms of food pairing? But when we're libating here at the Omni Tucson National, well, we are quite literally surrounded by world-class golf. Where do you go on the drink side of things?
So what do you think about when you think about golf? You think about an Arnold Palmer, right?
Oh, yeah, a little. That's just, there's nothing in that but some iced tea and some lemonade, right?
It's healthy.
So how do you make that an alcoholic beverage? So what you do is you actually start out with some Deep Eddy sweet tea vodka.
Uh-huh.
You add in some Deep Eddy lemon vodka and a little bit of Absolute Citron, and chill it and put it in a martini glass, and voila. You've got the adult Arnold Palmer.
It is.
Yeah, and all the different flavors just kind of express themselves in this unique way. And I had during the commercial break, I said, Jeff, this is really a spectacular cocktail. Three different vodkas. Now, what else are you bringing into this drink? He says, nothing.
What else do you need?
What else do you need? And, of course, we know everything here on property at Omni is super big. These aren't these little, you know, Dixie cup-sized martini glasses. This is just big and bold and beautiful. So Arnold Palmer, this is kind of a tribute to him, and do that in sort of the liquor-forward way.
Right.
Yeah, I bet you're serving a lot of these this week.
We're doing a lot of these this week, and, we love the craft beer scene, especially the local craft beer scene.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got a lot of that going on this week.
Yeah.
Got some of that Dragoon Santa Cruiser. I'm drinking a Borderlands German chocolate cake. Love it. It's fantastic.
That's sort of their next generation of the Noche Dulce.
Yes.
Vanilla Porter. And,
yes.
You know, when you get Milestone, and Mike Malazzi together to kind of imagine what the next chapter of that beer is, of course they went kind of weird and wonderful. And it is. You close your eyes.
It's amazing.
You take a little sip of that. I mean, it really does kind of bring you back to those early childhood days
of
German chocolate cake. Now, we're going to be talking with Jonathan again a little bit later on in the show, but we are literally surrounded by all things Bloody Mary. I see rocks glasses. I see pint glasses. I see, bottles of handmade mix. I see. Do I see shot glasses of Bloody Marys?
You've Bloody got
Mary's
some shooters,
story
yes.
Here, right?
You want me to test one of those?
Yeah. Would you please, Mike? What we, you know,
every everyone
year,
stand back.
Stand back. Mike's going in.
Do not try this at home. Hang
shirt.
On, wait. I got to take a photo of this. All
As
right.
I'm putting this down, why don't you describe for the folks just exactly what's in this?
So
I don't care.
So, you know, part of it is obviously our house-made mix, so we're not going to go too crazy and let everybody know what's in there. But it's got some kick to it. It's got a little pepper to it. It's got obviously your celery salt. It's got a little Worcestershire. Everything you want in a Bloody Mary. And we actually made it here ourselves, bottled it. And then this was part of the – every year we do an amenity for the players when they stay here. And so this year we bottled a cocktail for them and submitted, you know, gave them that as part of their
amenity.
Well,
that was nothing but good. So, yeah. Well, you know, you think back in the day the old days of the golfers. You know, they were big guys. They smoked.
Yeah.
You know, they had a few cocktails out there. You know, you never know what was going on in that golf course. And I imagine that if these things were available back in the day, there might have been some higher scores there among some of the champions that are playing today.
It could possibly happen. They might want to have that after the round.
Yes, perhaps. But, you know, the things have changed, and certainly the restaurant business has. And we've seen so much activity in terms of resorts out here.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. They have really been stepping up in just world class.
Yeah. And part of, you know, Omni leads the way with that. You know, Omni is a very,
yes.
very food and beverage forward company.
Yep.
It allows Jonathan and myself to do some crazy stuff we wouldn't be able to do otherwise. You know, everything from I'll let Jonathan get into a little bit more, but we do a bacon bar for the players every morning. We feed the players breakfast.
A bacon bar. All right.
So, the first couple of years we did this, pretty cool bacon bar with about four or five different types of bacon that, you know, we do a peppered bacon, and we do a chili rubbed bacon and a brown sugar cured bacon and whatnot. And, so, you know, this year we changed up the menus a little bit, and it was one of the things that got cut out. Well, Wednesday morning when it was, you know, kind of chilly, I went and played with Larry Mize in the Pro-Am, and Mr. Mize was telling me about how amazing the food is here, how much they look forward to it.
Great Masters champion.
One of the things they talk about is your bacon bar. And I said, well, chef, dude, we're doing the bacon bar.
And we're going to have Jonathan Sussman about that bacon bar on the other side of this break. We've got to take a quick news break. Thanks for our sponsors. When we come back, the Honorable Jonathan Sussman is going to be talking about bacon and everything else you eat when you're watching world-class golf in this live broadcast from the Omni Tucson National Resort. Stick around.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and you've heard me talk about Tino's Pizza for quite a while. Not only for their consistency and quality ingredients, but simply for the way they've done business here for nearly 35 years. You see, their family business is built on relationships. It's about a great staff with a style of service that keeps the customer at the center of everything they do, while serving up pizzas, calzones, wings, salads, wines, and craft beers, all in a setting that captures the essence of those neighborhood pizza places that we all remember growing up. So whether it's meeting friends and family there for a casual lunch or dinner, swinging by for some food and growlers to go, getting it delivered directly to your door, or having them cater your next special event, just ask yourself, isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tanqueverty Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town, or check them out online at tinospizza.com.
Welcome back to On the Menu Live! Hey! I mean, I've got like a drink in my mouth. I'm going in for some of these bites that Jonathan Sussman is going to be talking about. Where else can we be broadcasting from when we're celebrating the wonderful world of golf that at the Omni Tucson National Resort, where I shall remind all of our listeners, of course, we're on the radio, we're on the dial here in Southern Arizona, but we also have listeners, last I checked, 25, 26 states, and I love when I get notes from the people that listen to the podcast during the show from, like, the East Coast.
Sure.
When I say, today it's 77 degrees in Tucson, I'm going to be getting a lot of hate mail there.
Sorry about that weather.
But, yeah, I mean, jeez, I mean, you had to have one strike against you, right?
Yeah.
Jeff White is back with us, the general manager and food and beverage maven from the Omni Tucson National Resort. And now, do you get to just kind of kick back at this point? I mean, you got a whole other day ahead of you.
Wrong.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's March. You know, we're right in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
so,
this is it.
You know, we literally roll right into a group starting on Monday that our group checks in. So we clean all this up. This will all be gone within a week. But we start, you know, we flip the house. All the PGA guys check out on Sunday night. And we roll right into a group on Monday.
Wow.
So
man, people are going to be flocking into Bob's, flocking into
the
Legends.
No rest for the wicked, yeah.
Rooms and everything, and of course, this is the place to be. But anyway, one of the reasons why this is the place to be is the man that you have carefully curated to run the culinary program.
My partner
here
in crime.
Your partner in crime. This is one of the good guys in town,
yeah.
Right? I mean, look, I'm blessed because I get to meet a lot of, like, you know, chefs in this business, a lot of mixologists. And, you know, when I first met this, our next guest, you know, I learned about his personal story, you know, back from the Midwest, you know, back on the East, you know, learning the food craft from, you know, his dad on the farm and that kind of thing. And it's like, this is a guy who really does love food. Mm. And to be an executive chef, it sounds kind of silly, but you have to love food. You have to have a passion for the ingredients.
It's the passion, exactly. It's the passion, and I've never worked with anybody that exudes that passion more than Jonathan.
Yeah, and I love it when he exudes, because he's going to be doing a lot of exuding in this next segment. The executive chef at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Put your hands together for Jonathan Stutzman.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
Nice to have you back here. Okay, well, let me do this Bloody Mary thing. I mean, I saw Mike do it, and Mike actually looked like he had done this before, so I'm a little worried.
Well, it's all right. Do you have your seatbelt on?
But I love these shot glasses. I mean, these are like little shooters. Jeff is taking a picture of me. So, Jonathan, I mean, where in the world did you find these things? I mean, this is like a totally cool vessel.
These are so much fun, and that's one of the things that we try to do and that Omni supports us on is having fun like this. These are some of the vessels that we use and showcase during this week, and that can be a shot, or we actually did that as a push pop in one of the dessert events as well. really cool little fun events.
That's where it's at. Innovation.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you say shoot or shot, this is just one and done, right?
Yeah, he's going to
have
drop
at
this
it,
like
man. I got a big one here you can sip on.
All right, I'm going in. Well, I'm going to go in. All right. So, all right. You know, talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Well, Matt Russell just made short work of that. I mean, that thing didn't have a chance. My goodness.
Done. Oh man!
What a wonderful afterburn! It's a very tasty. Almost has a little seafood flavor to it.
I mean, it's almost like some stock.
It is stock because what we get in there is we've got pickle juice in there, we've got horseradish in there, and then everything here is from scratch. So we've got a veal reduction from bones that takes a day to do. That is what's giving it that earthy, dark, beautiful.
Okay, stop. Did you just say there is veal reduction in this Bloody Mary mix?
There is, and then we bottled it and sent it to the room, and what was in the glass? Some bacon. Yeah, it's just very
nice. This is a deep, earthy Bloody Mary. You know, I mean, I love the kind of the traditional, you know, style and preparation, but sometimes you encounter Bloody Marys that you're a little too heavy on the horseradish or almost too light and thin. I mean, I like a bigger, bolder Bloody Mary, and you've nailed it. I mean, don't you have anything better to do than to make veal, you know? Stop. But anyway, Bloody Marys are trending here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. But a bacon bar, Jonathan Stutzman?
Absolutely. I mean, bacon is near and dear to my heart and my belly, so I'm happy any chance I get to do it. And then we display it, you know, that's half of it. You eat with your eyes, you know, before you even taste the food. So it's not just about what it tastes like. And we do fun stuff like this display in front of us right now. Last year we had a tree that fell on the 11th fairway.
Yeah.
And Jeff calls me, and I literally run out there with my truck.
So yes. No joke. So I'm out there playing the 11th hole, and a tree had fallen down like the day or two before, and the guys had kind of gone and cut in these big, massive chunks, like, you know, foot-wide chunks.
Looked like a little big old mesquite
or something. I forget what. But, you know, I took some pictures of it and sent it to the chef, and he's like, where? I'm there.
Hey, you don't understand. We run out there. I grab my executive sous chef. We run out there. We load it up. And we had it milled, it aged, and a year later, we've got these one-of-a-kind banquet display pieces here.
Well, they're now our
11th fairway woods. So that's like, there's more that goes into food than just how it tastes. I mean, that's that pride and that passion that goes in.
Well, I was watching you earlier just putting this together. Kind of remind me of a painter.
Yeah, I mean, like with a palette, just kind of expressing, you know, doing different things with different levels, different layers. Someone says, hey, where do you source your wood from? For the 11th fairway.
Exactly.
So, go ahead, Mike.
What about hotel food these days? I mean, you get around and as, you know, we were talking earlier, I was out in California not too long ago and we had a conversation about Omni. And, they talk about, you know, what great, facilities they are and all that kind of stuff, but it really comes down to, you know, one of those real tactile, sensual kinds of things that people have with their food. And cooking for a hotel these days, what's it like?
I mean, it's a dream. You get, you know, multiple outlets. We've got 5 different food outlets here. Plus, we're doing banquets and catering. And, you know, there's nothing more fun when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I've got a theme. I want to do this, right? And then you get to dive in and you play words.
That's
and you're
so
you're going back to the 40s or the 50s or it's against a movie or something like that. And you just get to bring that stuff to the forefront. And, you know, it's called culinary arts for a reason, you know, because it is. It's fun, you know. Food is fun.
We've been bringing moms out here for Mother's Day forever. I mean, this is one of the premier destinations for Mom's Day. And we were talking earlier about the Bloody Mary. It has become such a personalized thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody has their own idea about it. It's kind of like a spaghetti sauce almost in some ways. But I remember coming out here, and you set up this beautiful array of an ode, if you will, to the Bloody Mary,
yes,
and whatever you want to do with it. Is that something that, you know, putting together a cocktail scene, is it similar to presenting a food group?
It all comes to the forefront. I mean, when Jeff and I get together and we think about an event or a holiday or something like that, I pull my team together because it's all about surrounding yourself with, you know, talented people and people that care as much as you do, and my team really does. And we get together and we always say, okay, well, this is what we did last year. What are we going to do? Push the bar. Think outside of the box.
Awesome.
And you'd be amazed with what you see sometimes. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And it's like, yes, that's what we're going to do. These are cabinet doors from a hutch. And they're awesome.
Yeah. And let's talk about that team for a minute, because Nancy and I were pleased to be out here for the Napa and Sonoma wine dinner that you guys did a couple of months ago. And I know you were out of town, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. You had another obligation. One of the busiest guys on the scene. But so I know, you know, a lot of chefs say, we're not going to do the event unless I can be here. You know, I mean, I have to be here because I have to make sure that things go right. I have to make sure that no one screws up. It's my menu, darn it, and I got to be there. So you talk about your team, because I tell you what, Jonathan, you weren't there. Of course, you had direction and leadership for your team, but you didn't think twice about being out of town for this incredible, and I don't mean this lightly, life-changing culinary experience with your team getting some love. And I love the way that they were all paraded out at the end, including the line cook. Everybody was there. They all got a standing ovation. It was beautiful. Talk about your team.
Well, let me tell you, you're only as successful as the people you surround yourself with. That's first and foremost. And I'm the first one to say family comes first. So we push that with our staff, that work-life balance. Be home, enjoy yourself, and they give it back to you tenfold. And that's an Omni thing. That's a culture thing that we thrive in here. And it ends up being beautiful. I mean, let me tell you, I planned this, and one of the things that I love about my job so much is watching things come to fruition. Because so many times
see it happen.
Build these menus. I go crazy on some of these ideas that I have. And then watching, you know, my team take it and their interpretation of it, and you give them the freedom to do what they are so talented at doing, and you watch this thing come to life. And it's magical. It's beautiful to see this stuff, and they're proud of it.
And it really did. It came to life. And, you know, and then on the wine side, you know, you're being exposed to wines that you – I mean, Jeff White will say, look, I challenge you to find this wine anywhere. He, with his relationships – of course, he spends a lot of time in the wine country. What a surprise. But he takes – he knows the winemakers. He knows the curators. And he exposed us to some wines that we've never thought we'd ever see in a dinner like this.
You'll never get.
Blew my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
That Occidental Pinot, which is lovingly sitting cellaring at home, because we actually purchased some bottles from that event. It was just such a beautiful evening.
Yeah. And you know, Chef's kind of downplaying this, but here, you know, he sat and tasted the wines. He created the menu, and then his executive sous chef Ramon Delgado executed it, and it was unbelievable. He nailed every single flavor with every single wine. And Chef wrote the menu, and Ramon executed. It's a great team.
And Ramon's got a chainsaw, too. So
he does, yeah.
I mean, that's a sushi.
Seriously.
So multi-talented.
I asked Jeff in the earlier segment, Jonathan, about, you know, libating on the lakes. You know, when we're thinking about drinking a beverage, an adult beverage, when we're enjoying some world-class golf, and he had a very inspired answer, so inspiring that I've finished my adult Arnold Palmer. anyway, when you're thinking about, like I said, I cannot go to a baseball game and not order a hot dog.
Sure.
You know, you have to do that. You know, when you're watching football, I gotta have wings. That's just that experience. What does it call on from the culinary arts? If you're surrounded by golf like we are this week here in Southern Arizona, brought to us by not only the Tucson Conquistadors, but the very forward-thinking leadership of Coligard, what does that look like at the center of the plate? What does golf look and taste like?
Well, I challenge you to find it anywhere else, because we really push the envelope here. We don't want you to get, you know, your everyday hot dog out here. If we're going to serve something, we do it, you know, with style. We bring in, first of all, the best product that we can find. It all starts with buying quality, bringing it in, and putting that at the front. Right. It's not about how many ingredients you put out there. It's about the quality of the ingredients. So, you know, if we're bringing in making a crab dip like we have here, that we had it on the golf course, you know, that's premium lump crab meat that we're bringing in fresh.
That is awesome.
You know, shrimp skewers, USDA prime beef, less than 3% of American beef, and that's what you're going to eat on the golf course, whether it's tri-tip or, you know, you're up in the players' lounge, they're getting it too. We don't, you know, break our tradition and what we do. We keep our food at the forefront.
And so Jeff was so kind enough to actually surprise me when we sat before a few minutes before the show started. He says, oh, by the way, I said, you know, Jonathan's like staging and plating this table and this tablescape. Well, it's absolutely gorgeous. And Jeff says, yeah, you guys are going to be eating what the players ate. This week. This is just absolutely beautiful, the bounty. And again, this is what you're talking about, the creative expressions. You know, you don't put out, and I've had your nachos here at Legends Bar and Grill, I think, redefining the nachos, but you're bringing, you know, you're bringing in world-class golfers, and you're really bringing out this gorgeous plate. So let's do a little bit of a tasting.
Absolutely.
So you talked about that. I'm going to ask Nancy to be my, little helper here. She has to put down her Bloody Mary shooter. Now, wait a minute. Now, don't
wait,
just...
she's sipping a shooter. Wait a minute.
You
mean
finish it by put it down.
Yeah, I mean, come on. At 27 years of marriage, you don't think she knows to just take the darn thing down? Feed your husband with love, please. Ouch. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, this is fresh lump crab meat.
Absolutely.
I'm into that, boy. All right.
Yeah, I'd like to try some. That'd be great. And so the tri-tip. Last thing that hit the stage before we went on the show. Talk a little bit about that because it looks like it just has that gorgeous pepper crust.
Oh, it does. And one of the big things is, you know, how you cook things. Technique is very important.
Right
on. You know, technique brings the flavors to the forefront.
Yeah, you scored this properly to about a half an inch. How does that work?
Seriously. On the prime, yeah, because I want that char to penetrate a little bit. I wanted to get in there.
Brilliant.
So we do real high heat, and we did a lot of cooking today, actually, with mesquite wood. You know, so we're not sitting in there cooking on gas. We're cooking on fresh mesquite, and we're loading and, you know, loving those coals all day to keep them at the right temperature so that we really get the texture and that smokiness and the flavor and the depth that we're looking for.
Yeah, so it's special to Tucson, too, you know. It's
just, absolutely.
You know, this is something that folks should expect and you know, and look forward to.
Yeah, what's mesquite like, you know, cooking with and smoking with? I mean, if Southern Arizona had a fragrance, you know, if there's an official wood of Southern Arizona, it has to be mesquite. I mean, it's abundant here. There's wisdom in the wood. But, you know, I know it burns hot. I know it burns fast. It's a difficult wood to work with. This is only for trained professionals.
It is. You know, you have to have the coals right, and you have to play with it and learn.
Yeah.
You know, where I'm coming from, East Coast-wise, we don't have mesquite. You know, it's just not there.
It's
so playing with it out here, it's very different. And I love that heat from it because you can get so much flavor in a short period of time if the coals are right. You know, mesquite, if you're too quick on it, it's going to flame up and you get that burned on there.
Well,
but if the coals are there.
You know, you're also dealing with fish and various other, you know, a whole different variety of kinds of food that you're bringing that mesquite to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can cook anything you want on it. We did some sauces this week, and we actually charred jalapenos on there. You know, and then just wrap them up, let them steam in their own heat, and then puree those into sauces. And that's the stuff that we're, you know, brushing things with as we bake the mesquite, roast on the mesquite.
Yeah, well, it's funny. I was down eating some sushi the other day, and this cat, he was doing a little cold smoking with some salmon. Mm-hmm. That involves some mesquite. It still was, you know, it was raw, you know, fish, but it had this wonderful flavor to it. And you know, there's a lot of guys like you that are out there. Obviously, they don't have the resources that you do, but there are a lot of people out there thinking about mesquite these days.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Ever lovingly so, staged right next to the tri-tip is this big sort of brilliant emerald green. I mean, it almost looks like the fairway, the green on the 18th hole. And Nancy asked you. Said, well, what is that, Chef? He said, oh, you know, just some, what?
Fried parsley.
Just some fried parsley.
Yeah. And like I said, you eat with your eyes so often, and so many people, you know, just brush parsley off. You know, it's a weed. It's not. You know, it's an herb, and if you treat it with respect and bring it to light, it is beautiful. So it's just a different play on the texture. It gives a little bit of crunch, some nice sea salt on there, and all of a sudden it's a different product. You know, it's very cool to see.
All right, I want to try a little bit of that.
Some of this is coming your way here. And that's got to be something you got to keep an eye on here. That doesn't take long to fry.
Oh, no.
Right. All right, I'm going in.
Yeah, all right, he's going in. This is looks like a seaweed.
It does look like seaweed.
A little bit of
it does, and that was a big bite.
Look on
I'm proud
Matt Russell's face. Just
I was not expecting that big of a bite.
I know. I was expecting like try a leaf.
Nope.
Went for the whole bunch.
Yeah. You gonna be all right?
And here we are on live radio, and I have a mouthful of parsley.
Yeah. Uh-oh, what now?
Well, Matt, you got something in your teeth.
Are there other herbs? Are there other herbs that you'll do this with? You know, I've seen people, fool around a little bit, but what about other herbs?
Yeah, basil, sage. You can do this to any herb. Really, it just kind of changes the texture a little bit. Soybean oil.
Soybean oil.
See, that's the hidden ball trick again. That's the kind of stuff that this guy does.
Huh.
You know, I mean, olive oil wouldn't be good enough for Jonathan Stuffman in this kind of scenario. Absolutely gorgeous. Again, the bounty, the color, you know, the texture. Who would have thought that fried parsley would actually have a textural experience? You know, you've got that crunch, but then you've got that beautiful kind of soft, right when you get down to the petals, it's just absolutely beautiful. So the time has come, guys, to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a gift certificate to experience the world-class culinary and cocktail scene here at the Omni Tucson Astro Resort. Have you guys thought about something fun to ask our listeners today?
I do have a good question for you. You ready
for it? Lay it out, man.
All right, so we're very proud of these display pieces, and they're very unique to us. So my question is, what fairway on the Catalina course did these display pieces come from?
Oh, okay, so you're not eligible, Mike.
I always blow this for him. Whenever we're on this show, I'd be like, oh, I don't.
He wants the gift card. Okay, so this is great. So the wood was used to inspire the presentation boards for the Omni Tucson National actually came from a certain fairway here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. We talked about it.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to the show, you're going to know. If you think you know the answer to the question, shoot me a note right now, would you? onthemenulive@gmail.com. One more time, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person with the right answer is going to get a gift certificate to appreciate and experience and get to know Jeff White and Jonathan Stutzman for themselves. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks some more of our valued sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to round out the show, finding out what's happening as we go into the spring months, into the summer months at Bob's Steak and Chop House and at Legends Bar and Grill and at this wonderful property that I call my home away from home, the Omni Tucson National Resort. We'll be right back. All right.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
I'm on the radio on 104. He's like, no, you're not.
He is. He's on the radio. Jeff White is here, the general manager and the food and beverage director and everybody's best friend. Jeff White is here, and executive chef Jonathan Stutzman back with us, in addition to a man who is helping to anchor the most delicious hour on radio, the host of Tucson Morning News with Mike Rapp. Mr. Mike Rapp, back with us, having a good time.
Yes, and I am looking forward to hearing what you guys got planned here. You know, the way the chef's mind works. It's a very forward-thinking young man.
He is, I'm telling you.
And which seems to be your theme for tonight's show here.
Yeah. That's exactly
right. These bright young minds moving forward. And again, you know, I alluded to Mother's Day a little earlier, one of the many different sorts of culinary destinations that people have.
Yes.
The idea of liberating mom and showing her some respect. And
absolutely.
Everybody else gets fed at the same time.
That's right. Yeah. Mother's Day is always a magnificent and memorable time here. But when you're thinking about it, I mean, here we are March 3rd. You know, we're still like super season. you guys, you know, so busy, but there's always great things happening through season. Even in the summertime, you got these great ideas for, you know, keeping people, the story of the Omni relevant here for the folks that are stay with us in the summertime. What do you guys have planned, not only here at Legends Bar and Grill, but also at, anyone who listens to this show and has for the last several years know where Nancy and I like to hang out at Bob's Steak and Shop House.
Bob's Steak and Shop House.
Little
Bob's,
little bourbon.
Yes.
I mean, I remember the very first martini I ever ordered from Bob's Steak and Shop House. I mean, I ordered it. I didn't know what to do with it because it was just so big. It was like a scene from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I'm like walking back very, delicately to my table. I didn't want to spill a drip. But anyway, what do you guys?
If you're not hungry and not thirsty, don't go to Bob's.
Yeah, right? Just don't do it.
No, obviously, next thing up is Easter. You know, we're going to take care of Easter. We've got that coming up. Mother's Day after that. But yeah, we're looking at trying to get one more good wine dinner in Bob's before the season ends.
Excellent.
We've done two so far this year. We'd like to get one more in, so we're going to start planning that. But it's middle of the season, so we've got our members back in town. We've got our resort guests. A lot of it is just taking care of those folks and just pumping out great food.
Well, your wine relationship goes back years and years. Decades and decades and decades, yep. So it's not like you're filling up a cellar overnight and coming up with some stuff.
No.
It's just amazing. How about that kind of relationship that you've developed over the years? And what's it like maintaining that, and how's your liver?
Liver's holding up somehow, I'm not sure.
Yeah, how'd the transplant surgery go?
You're exactly right, though. It's all about the relationships, uh-huh. I got out of the business for a number of years, and then I got back in, and a lot of the same players were still here, and just picking up those relationships right where they left off, and it allows you to get some wines or some bourbons or some other things that you normally wouldn't be able to get. Mm-hmm. We've been actually really working on our bourbon list up in Bob's, in fact, and being able to get a hold of some fantastic things like George T. Stagg.
What more can you possibly do with your bourbon program?
Yeah,
in Bob's.
Yeah, it's expanded quite a bit.
Yeah, boy, talk about now that's a little R&D that I'd love to be a part of. By the way,
you don't even know we've got bourbons that he hasn't even pulled out.
I haven't even pulled out of stock yet. They're still in the back.
But the night is still young, gentlemen. It's not even 6 o'clock. Are you grooving on bourbon these days, Jonathan?
Oh, I just like all of it.
Yeah. Thank you for your honesty.
Wine, he's like, yes. Bourbon. I just appreciate quality food and beverage.
Right. Well, the idea of a steakhouse is something that has really refined over the years. I watch a lot of TV and watch a lot of that food TV, all the guys that you hang out
absolutely.
With.
Absolutely.
And it's extraordinary to see how really marketing a good steakhouse, being able to price right and do a lot of things. Because I see a lot of places that are more expensive than Bob's, but you can't beat that steak list.
No, I'm telling you. And like you say, prime.
Yep, 100%.
Prime makes a 100%. Big difference, right? And you said only 3% of the beef you can find today is prime.
Absolutely. I mean, like I said before, you got to start with what you purchase, and you got to source the right thing. And you buy the best, you be the best.
So. Yeah, well, you got to cook it right, too, don't you?
That's what you do.
Well, funny you bring that
That's
up.
That's why you come to us.
Yeah, that Montague oven we've got in Bob's gets up to 1,800 degrees, and you get that crust. And it's like we call
1,800 degrees?
We call it meat candy.
It's like the surface of the sun.
That caramelization that it gets, you get that crust on the outside, but it's still perfectly medium rare in the middle. It's just nothing, chef, nothing beats it.
Nope, it's a thing of beauty.
Absolutely gorgeous. So hours of operation and days for Bob's Steak and Chop House for our listeners to know?
So Bob's is open Monday through Saturday, and we are open from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. during the week, and then 10 p.m. on the weekends.
Okay, and what about Legends here?
Legends
Bar and Grill.
24/7. No, I'm just kidding. So
or until whenever Mike Rapp leaves.
Chef is like, huh?
Wait a second. When did that start?
Yeah. Where's my cot?
No, we open at 10:30 in the morning until 10:30 at night for food service, but we're open to 2 a.m. for beverage service. So.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. Cool. Now, Jonathan, you mentioned that there may be another wine dinner or a pairing dinner coming up before the season's over. You want to give our listeners a little bit of a tease? I mean, have you guys sat down to discuss what that
just
might be?
Just ask them if they're going to have the Syrah.
Yeah. You know, we've got
all too well.
We've got so much going on right now. Jeff and I, we need to get on that and kind of narrow it down because, he wants this wine and I want this wine and we want this location and I want that location. And in the meantime, we're still going to roll out a new pool menu. So it's all this stuff happening. We're going to be featuring
Summer of
mangoes.
Mangoes.
Is it officially?
Summer of Mango.
Okay, so I think mango is going to be beautifully expressed both in the glass and on the plate.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, see the...
I want to see the salsa.
The wheels are starting to turn.
I do want
bit.
That salsa.
Yes,
maybe we'll have to do a summer show at the pool.
I'm
there you go.
Because, do I get to come?
That's right. right. Put your request in early to be co-host for that show.
Well, I'll be wearing my cruise wear, so you won't have to be exposed to right. anything you want.
And you talk about all the different concepts that you have here. I mean, we know Bob's, we know Legends, but it takes a totally different approach when you're actually putting together a menu for people to enjoy great bites by the pool, right?
Oh, absolutely. You always have to take into consideration where you're at, what part of the country, what you can source locally, and who your clientele is, who your guests are going to be. You know, we're at a resort, so, you know, we want to make sure that we cater to all these different style people that come in, whether it's a business client who's in this uh-huh. week, or if you got the family on vacation in the summertime, we want to make sure that they're getting what they want and what they need, and they're taken care of.
All right. Well, this is something, beautiful. Matt. What an extraordinary facility here. What a great team.
I'm telling you, with
Jeff and Jonathan, and just extraordinary. And I'm so proud to be a Tucsonan and see them treat the Champions Tour like the champion it is.
And we feel like champions because we're being libated and fed in true champion style. So I say thank you to our two champions, Jeff White and Jonathan Stutzman. I am speechless, believe it or not, when I try to kind of compress the value that you provided this community, and my hat is off to you. Thank you guys so much for having us out here.
Thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
Mike Grab, great to see you, brother.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. And, you know, one of the things that's really good about this is the food.
If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, onthemenulive.com or live next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell reminding you,
yeah.
If it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live.
New